Esamid Beis is sort of a topic a day. Sunday we learned about Surya, Kibush Yachid. Yesterday we learned primarily about Oyel Zarok and Tumas Kayanin. And today we learned about the two inyanim of Hilchos Shabbos, which this Taisus discusses. One, the Machlokes Taisus and the Bahag. And the second, the inyan of Riva Bishiurim, which is in the second half of Taisus. So, let's try to first talk about it. Try to be misader, and then we'll try to see how much of it we can plug into to Taisus, how much we can take out. First, I want to be misader. The inyan of Hahu Yenuke Dishtapet Chamim. The two sheetahs. Just the Shino Beseder, Taisus brings the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and he himself disagrees. That Gemara is a little bit vague in what took place in the story. It says that there was a baby, the hot water was spilled out, and it was sakana to do a bris. The Gemara doesn't even mention anything about a bris, but Taisus says nearer that it was a bris, and it's sakana to do a bris without hot water. The hot water is what they use to disinfect things, and therefore they came to ask a shaila from Rava, what do we do? So Rava basically told them two things. Rava said, see if the mother needs the water. If the mother needs hot water for herself, then you could add extra hot water for the baby as well. But those are the words of the Gemara. If the mother needs water for herself, you can warm it up for the baby. So Rava really said two things. He said, it's usher to warm it up for the baby directly. To warm it up by itself for the baby would be usher. That's an isser. And he said, the heter was that you're allowed to do it with Rebbe Bishur. And you're allowed to do it, and if you're heating up water for the mother anyway, you could add extra water. So he said, isser, that you can't warm it up yourself. And he said, heter, that you could warm it up agavi. The Bahag and Taisvis argue in... What is the Isser he said, and what is the Heter he said? And from this Machlaikis comes out three or probably four major Machlaikis in Lahalach, as we'll see. Taisa Shita is that, of course, the Gemara is not talking about a Jew heating up the water. Taisa says that it's talking Ayidei V'Kachavim Ayri. The whole Sugya there is talking Ayidei Goy. Hayyas is talking Al Yedei Gois. Now let's look at Rava's Psak. Rava said that you're not allowed to heat it up directly, which means that Rava said that a Goy is not allowed to do Malacha for Mitzvah's Mila. So that's the Chumrah. The Chumrah that a Goy can't do a Malacha D'Araisa. Even though the Goy is doing it, the Goy is doing it makes it into a Darabana. But that's only one Darabana. So Taisus Shita is that from Rava's Isser, we learn out a Chumrah that a guy can't do Malach. From Rava's Kula, Rava said that it's Mutta with Rebbe Bishurin. So from there we see, I'll have to explain why, but that even though a guy can't do Malacha for a Yid, but a guy plus Rebbe Bishurin, those two together, that's Mutta. That's the Chumrah and the Kula lifti Shita's Taisus. The Bahag, on the other hand, Taisus brings from the Halachas Gedolos, who learns that that Gemara is talking Ayidei Yisrael. That no, they weren't asking if a guy could do Malach. The Bahag Shita is that a guy could always do Malacha for a Tzarech Mitzvah. The Bahag Shita is the Tzarech Mitzvah, a guy could always do Malacha. He argues with Taisus' first Hanach. So that Gemara was talking about a Yid doing Malacha. Alright, so now let's go back to Rava. What did Rava tell them? Rava said, for the Yid to heat it up himself directly, so that Rava said, is awesome. for a yid to heat it up directly, that Rava said you're not allowed to do. Why not? Because it's a malacha deraisa mamish, it's a full-fledged malacha deraisa. So, for even though it's bris milah, and bris milah, you're allowed to do the bris, but you're not allowed to do machshirei milah, things that are that you could have done yesterday to prepare for the meal, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So, Mimela, Rava said that that it's also. So that's not much of a chiddush, that it's also. The chiddush now is the second half of Rava's psak. Rava said, but if a yid does it through riba b'shiurin, then it's mutter. If a yid does it through riba b'shiurin, then it's mutter. So that's a b'chiddush. A yid could do what's really, it seems to be malacha d'araisa, cooking water. But he does it through riba b'shiurin, then it's okay. L'chayra must be, and that the Bahag holds, that riba b'shiurin turns it into a issur d'rabbanan. Because if you're going to say riba b'shiurin is a deraisa, if you're going to say riba b'shiurin that when you're cooking up water for the chaylish yesh basakon, and you're adding extra water, that adding extra is a deraisa, then it would make no sense. What's Rava's kula? Rava's saying a kula riba b'shiurin is mutter. So the Bahag must hold that riba b'shiurin is only an issur d'rabbanan. So that's why Rava told him, you can do a drabbanan, you can do riba b'shiurin, and that's mutter b'makim mila, and that was Rava's kula. So it comes out that we have in the Bahag and Tosfos right away two machlokes and two potential machlokes. Machlokes number one, the Bahag holds that a guy could do malacha d'araisa l'tzarech mitzvah, and Tosfos holds it's not true. Tosfos says a guy can't do malacha d'araisa. And machlekes number two, the Bahag holds ribi b'shiurin is in this only in issur d'rabbanan. The whole din of ribi b'shiurin is only in issur d'rabbanan. Tosfos, what does Tosfos hold? Not so clear from what Tosfos holds. Okay, so we'll have to see what Tosfos holds. If Tosfos holds is the Rabbana Deraisa, yes, the Kasha. The Rishash stems on that Tosfos holds Ribi Shurin to Deraisa. And therefore, the Bahag Shita was not possible like Tosfos. Certainly, if you hold Ribi Shurin is Deraisa, certainly the Bahag's Pshat is impossible. Because then it can't be that Rava told them that you could do a Deraisa, that you could do Ribi Shurin. So, right away, in just learning Pshat in that sugya, the two mahalchim, we have right away two major machlokesin. One machlokes is when a guy could do malacha for a yid. If you need, if it's mutter for a guy to do a malacha deraisa for a yid l'tzarech mitzvah, one machlokes. And the second, the machlokes of ribi b'shiur. So these are right away two inyanim that have to be clarified. Now I'm going to start with ribi b'shiurin, because the first inyan is an inyan we could talk about for hours, when a guy could do malacha for a yid. So I'll try to be mevarer the ikur lomdis in ribi b'shiurin, and then whatever time remains, we'll go back to the first machlokes. There are actually three gemaras regarding ribi b'shiurin. Besides this gemara of Ahu Yanuka, which we just said you could touch up two ways, there are two other gemaras, and those two gemaras are a very big stira one to the other. One is a gemara in Be'yadaf Yud Zayin that Tosfos brings at the end. The gemara says, "Memale isha kedera basar, afal pishe netzricha elo lechaticha achas." And this is halach lemaisa. It's a machlokes which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That when you're cooking on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. You're allowed, once you're cooking, if it's in the same maisa, the same pot, the same putting it on the stove, you could cook as much as you want. You're allowed to add to the pot more food, as long as you need chaticha achas, you need some of it. That's called ribi b'shiurin. And ribi b'shiurin is mutter lechatchila on Yom Tov. If any of you ever go out on Yom Tov with tissues in your pocket, so you're makpid to carry dafka one tissue or two tissues, what you're going to need? No. You take a few tissues at the same time. What's the heter for the third or fourth one? Teretz is Rebbe Bishur and his mother. Once you're allowed to carry one tissue on Yom Tov, you can carry a pack of tissues on Yom Tov, a whole box of tissues. There's no limitation in how much you could carry. If you're carrying food for Yom Tov, somebody's carrying a small amount of food, you can really carry a lot of food. Because Rebbe Bishur and his mother on Yom Tov. Okay? That's a Gemara Halacha Psuka in Be'ah Daf Yud Zayin. Rebbe Bishur is a heter. Not a shadur asad rabban. It's mutter lechatchila. On Yom Tov, Rebbe Bishurin is mutter lechatchila. There's no yesh lahachmir. There's no machloikis. Nothing. Rebbe Bishurin and Yom Tov is mutter lechatchila. We'll get to that when we get into the lamas. The second Gemara is a Gemara that seems to say mamish the reverse. It's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara there has a shaila. It's a Gemara Menachis. It's a Gemara Menachis, which has the following shaila for a chayla who needs on Yom Tov, on Shabbos rather, he needs te'enim for his refuah. His refuah is fix. Why anybody would need fix for refuah beats me, but Ma'aseh Shayakacha, he needs two fix. All the figs were on the tree. So now you have to go over to the tree and you have a choice. The Gemara is a shayla. What's better? Is it better you can cut two separate figs off, do two cuts. One, you have one fig on a branch and one you have another fig on a branch by itself. A branch, I mean, on the little twig that it hangs from, the stem that it hangs from. So you can do two cuts, one each of the figs that he needs, which is certainly mutter. Or you can go over, there's a place where you have three figs hanging from one stem. It's a bunch of figs, three figs hanging from one stem, and there you only have to do one cut. Just cut the one stem, and you get all three figs off. What's the shaila? Is it better to do one cut or two cuts? Of course it's better to do one than two. On the other hand, that one cut, you're going to be removing the third fig, which the third fig the chayla doesn't need. So if you look at the maisa, it's better to do the one cut and not the two. If you look at the tzitzah, the result, it's better to do the two. Because if you cut the two, all you do is get off the two figs, and that's it. And if you cut the three, you're going to be getting off three figs. So the Gemara has this shaila, what's better? Better two cuts or better one cut with three figs? Clear from the Gemara that if I have a choice, I have a different case. I have a choice. Either I have two figs from one stem or three figs from one stem. It's clear that I'd be mechuyev to cut off the two. If I have two from one stem and three from one stem, it's clear from the Gemara I'd have to cut off the two, not the three. So the Gemara only says, maybe I should cut the three because I'll be mamayed in the amount of cuts. But let's say I'm going over to the tree. A chayla needs figs for a chayli. And I need two. I have two for one stem, three for one stem. It's clear that you have to cut the two. It's also to cut the three. So the question is, why? Because that's Rebbe Bishiyurin. I'm doing the same Isa Malacha, but the shear is a bigger shear. And that Gemara is saying that Rebbe Bishiyurin is Aser. That Gemara is saying that if I have a choice to cut one stem which has two figs and one stem which has three, Rebbe Bishiyurin is now going to be a Dover HaAser. So that Gemara is clear that Rebbe Bishiyurin is Aser. The question is, how come on Shabbos? Because the question is only which is worse, but it's clear that if you would only have a choice between one stem with two figs, one stem with three, it would be Aser, which means Rebbe Bishiyurin on Shabbos is Aser.
You're taking away nutrients from the third one.
You're making the third one kotzer. You're taking a tallish. You're making something which is connected to the ground, and you're disconnecting it. That's the malach of kites.
If you cut a big tree, it's more of a malach than a small tree.
The Maisa Malach is the same, but the Tetzah Malach is more. That's Rebbe Bishiyurin. A bigger tree is supposed to a smaller tree. That's Rebbe Bishiyurin. So now, the question is there any difference if I cut a big tree or a small tree? From that Gemara comes out that yes, there's a difference. Rebbe Bishiyurin is Aser. So that Gemara klar holds that Rebbe Bishurin is aser. The Gemara Beya klar holds Rebbe Bishurin is mutter. So the question is, how do you resolve the stira between the two? What? So it'll be mechalit between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So what's the svarat of mechalit Yom Tov and Shabbos? What? You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to pull figs off of chaylam on Shabbos. So what's the difference, Shabbos or Yom Tov? Huh?
Yeah,
but
so you see it's spreading.
No, but Matayich, the din is the Teshuvah Shel Tzarich is Shalayla Tzarich over Vashi Tzarich Hayayim. It's Matayich Shel Tzarich Hayachol Nefesh, Shalayla Tzarich Hayachol Nefesh, Shalayla Tzarich Hayachol Nefesh, Shalayla Tzarich Hayachol Nefesh, Shalayla Tzarich
Even though it's technically not
motor,
but since already we're letting
some of
the matter
come in,
so
it doesn't follow from Matayach. It's the lumbus of Matayach that's applying here. So there are two. The Rad and Beya brings two ways of resolving the stira, and the two ways argue that Rebbe Bishur is deraisa or derabbanan on Shabbos. The Rashba Shita is Rebbe Bishurin is a drabbanan. The whole Minat Torah, there's no difference. Rebbe Bishurin, no difference. Big tree, small tree, no difference. The whole thing of Rebbe Bishurin is a drabbanan. And the Rabbanan, since Shabbos is Bechlal Mochamor, Shabbos is a Misa, on Shabbos they were Machmir, and yet if they were Mekel. When the Chazal made the Gezerah Drabbanan, they made the Gezerah Drabbanan more for for Shabbos, so Shabbos is Taka Aser, and Yom Tov it's Mutter. That's the Rashba's Shita, which means the Rashba holds like the Bahag. The Rashba, by the way, says it. If you look there, the Rashba says Rishon is a drabbanan. Memela, you could say that the Gemara of Yehu Yenuka is talking Al Yedei Yisrael, like the Bahag. He brings that. He doesn't bring the Bahag by name. But he says, I hold Rishon is a drabbanan. The Mela, the Gemara of Chamima, how Yenuka the Shabbat Chamima could be even a Yid, because Rebbe Shimon is a Rabban. And the difference is Shabbos, they were Machmir, not that they were Mekel, finished, no problem. That's the Rashba Shita. The Ran himself disagrees. We'll see why in a minute. The Ran holds that Rebbe Bishurin is an Isadai Raisa on Shabbos. Rebbe Bishurin is awesome in Atayra. What is the teretz on the stira from the Gemara in Shabbos to the Gemara in Beya? So he says, Alam Dishachilak. He says that Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov is Hutra. It's Mutalachat Chilak. It's not an Avera Bechlau, Eichel Nefesh. Something that's Hutra, you're allowed to be Marbe Bishurin. There's no problem. It's not a malacha. So you're eating? So who cares if you're eating? Something that's hutra, something that's bad, some mutter, there's no problem with Rebbe Bishurin. A chayla on Shabbos, if somebody has to mechal Shabbos for a chayla, it's chil Shabbos. You're being mechal Shabbos. You're doing kaitzer. Just, it's hutcha. Sakana is more important than Shabbos. Sakana stafash is more important. So, pikuach nefesh is hutcha. Hutcha means, you can't say it's not a malacha. It is a malacha. It's cutting off a fruit. It is hud. It is a malacha. Just it's hudcha. Something which is a malacha, just it's hudcha because the pekach nefesh is more important. There, Rebbe Bishurin is aser. Why? Because the Rebbe Bishurin is a riboy in something which is an iser, which is a malacha. So, Zaktoran, the chilek is not Shabbos Yom Tov. The chilek is pikuach nefashis, which is hotcha, and there Rebbe Bishurin is aser, and Mashen Kein Eichel Nefesh, which is hutra. So Jach is hutra there. It's Rebbe Bishurin is mutter. Just to give you an example, the Miches Chinuch declares a kayim being metama to his close kraivim. Is that hutra or hutcha? What's an afgamina? Hamichas Chinuch says, he says in Akamina. He says, let's say you have a Kayin is going to be metamed to one of the six Kraven, to one of the seven Kraven that are mutter. And in the room where his Karev is a second mace, who's not a Karev. So Hamichas Chinuch calls that Ribi Bishirin. He's going into the mace, there's a certain amount of, there's one mace there, now there's a second mace there. Is Ribi Bishurin, is it mutter? He says, if you hold that for a Kayin is Hutra to be Metama, which he calls Shitas Rashi, Shitas Aran, if you hold that it's Hutra, so then he can go into a room. Who cares if there are more Mason there? He goes into a funeral parlor and he's going for somebody loses a Kayin loses a parent. So they're having a funeral in one of the places. And he comes, the previous funeral is going on. There's another mace still there. So you're allowed to go in. So Zakta Michas Chinuch, if you hold the Totra, so Ribi Bishur and his Mutter, you could go in. If you hold the Hutcha, the Ram says, there's no Het of Ribi Bishur. So then if it's Hutcha, then you're not allowed to go in. I'm mentioning this as an example, an illustration of the Ram. The Ram is saying something that's Hutcha, Ribi Bishurin is Osir, and it's Osir min HaTayra. Because it's an Aveira. It's an Aveira, which is Mutzvah B'Kolach Nefashis. But it's not... by the Pat, the Heter is not B'Kolach Nefashis. The Heter by the Pat, by Yom Tif Yamin. By Yom Tif, the Heter is not B'Kolach Nefashis. Where the Heter is, because Oichel Nefesh on Yom Tif is Mutter. That's Hutra. Something which is Hutra L'Gamri. So there you're allowed to... You're allowed to be married. So the Ran holds that Ribi Bishurin is an Isidari Raisa on Shabbos, like Kuf Nefashis, like the case of Ahu Yanuka. And since he holds an Isidari Raisa, he has to hold Ahu Yanuka, they were warming it up through, right? The Ran has to hold Ahu Yanuka was a Goyri Yid. Right, the Ran holds that for Pekos Nefash is Ribi Shur is their Raisa. So the Ran must hold Ahu Yanuka that they were warming it up by a guy. So suddenly, a lot of things here are intertwined. Because we have now the Ran is like Tosfos. The Ran holds that Ahu Yanuka is talking through a guy. The Rajba says Beferish is like the Bahag. That Ahu Yanuka is talking about Yisrael. We have right away two machlokes. One machlok is about a shvus. If a guy could do malacha deraisa, the first machlok is Ribi Shur and deraisa derabar. Second machlok is, and agav we really have a third machlok, because the whole Ran is gebayt on the assumption that pikuach nefesh is hutcha on Shabbos. That itself is a machlok is rishayim. If pikuach nefesh is hutcha or Hutra on Shabbos is itself a machlokes rishayim. Whether we say on Shabbos that to be machal Shabbos is something that's it's an isser but it's daicha, or something which is a which is Hutra lagami, that's a machlokes. There are nafkaminas. If you have an eitzah of a different way to do it, you're supposed to look for an eitzah. But that's right away a third big machlokes, which right away is going to invite to be totally at least in the Ran's direction. He has to hold Hutcha.
The Ran pushes because if he holds Ribi Bishurin,
right? Okay, so each shita has one major kasha. There's one of the Gemaras is shver on the Rajba and Bahag, and one of the Gemaras is shver on Tosis and the Ran. So shver, I have other, but we're going to have an explanation, but it needs a hesb. Right, you'll start with the Ran. The Ran holds Ribi Bishurin is a Dairaisa. Ribi Bishurin is a Dairaisa when it by Pekos Nefashis. So the Kasha on him, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, some Sefer asks, the Kasha on the Ran is that according to the Ram, by the Gemara of Ahu Yanuka, it's talking about Yidei Goy, right? Because he holds the Ribi Shur as their eyes. Talking about Yidei Goy. What's the Pshat in Rava? Rava said You yourself, you can't warm it up. But Rebbe Bishurin, that you could. Now, Bishlama, if you hold Rebbe Bishurin's a Drabbanan, I understand Rava. Rava said, you can't warm it up. That's their answer. Rebbe Bishurin, that you could do is Drabbanan. But if you're going to tell me that Rebbe Bishurin is also their answer, so what's the difference if I warm it up agavime, or I don't warm it up I warm it up by itself. It's a deraisa both ways. My nafkamina, Rava said, if the mother doesn't need hot water, it's awesome, because it's deraisa. If the mother does need hot water, then it's mutter. What are you talking about? What's it if the mother needs, the mother doesn't need? It's exactly the same thing. They're both deraisas. If you only be sure it's a deraisa, so what does it help in the chayim by agavime? So it sounds like a very stark akasha. But the Rishash here in our sugya says the way I understand is the very kishmak teretz. The way I understand the Rishash is saying, we just said pikuach nefashis is chutcha. That's when a yid is mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefashis, that's chutcha. But when a guy is mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefashis, that's chutcha. That's the chatchila. For a guy to do chil Shabbos, minatayra guys will not do anything. So the rabbanu would just never geyser on goyim doing it for pikuach nefashis. So a guy doing malacha for pikuach nefashis is hutra. The Ran says the Gemara of Ahu Yanuka is what? What's the Gemara? The shaila is, what can a guy do? What can a guy do? So Rabbi said, a guy can't cook water for the child. Because we hold, you're not allowed to do. A guy can't do malacha, that would be deraisa for a child. The guy, once the guy is cooking for the mother, that's a guy doing a pikuach nefashis dika thing. Once the guy is cooking for the mother, the guy could add. So that's good, because once the guy is cooking for the mother, that's hutra. That's something you're allowed to do l'chatzilah. And the Ran is maskim by something that's hutra, Rebbe Bishurin is mutla l'chatzilah. So, Hayais, the Gemara in Erevin, like the Ran is talking Aliyah guy. So the Rebbe Kivega's kasha falls off. What's Rebbe Kivega's kasha? What does it help Rebbe Bishurin? It's still Dairaisa. No. The Ran only said Rebbe Bishurin is Dairaisa when he is doing Malacha for Pekuach Nefashis. So but when the guy is doing the Malacha for Pekuach Nefashis, that's Hutra. And anything that's Hutra, Rebbe Bishurin is not. So this is the way the Rishash answers. There's other Terutzim, Chasam Seif, and Asugya says the Teretz. Rabbi Chana and the Kavit Shurim in the Sheet says a different Teretz. But to me, this is a very glad Mahalach on how to answer the Ran from this Kash. Something troubling you? Okay. This is the problem with the Ran and L'chayra way to answer. What's the problem with the Rashba? Again, the Rashba held Rebbe Bishurin is a drabanan. It's always a drabanan. Shabbos they were machba, yet if they were make. There is a major problem with the Rashba. The Ran himself is the kash on the Rashba. If Rebbe Bishurin is a drabanan, what is pshat in the Gemara Menachos? What's the Gemara Shailo? The Gemara Menachos is the Shailo. Should I cut off one stem with three fruits? Or two separate stems and one fruit each? What's a shayla? Two separate stems is two malacha d'araisas. One stem with Rebbe Bishurin, if you hold Rebbe Bishurin as a drabanan, then that's only a drabanan. So of course it's better to cut off one stem with three fruits instead of two stems with one fruit each. The two things you're doing for the raisa are mutter. Because if you hold because the fascist is hutra, you call because the fascist is hutra. Well, if it's hutcha, then it's not. Then what you answer doesn't make sense, because then the two malachas are malachas. The mutter too. But hutcha means Alright, let me just tell you, what's the definition of hutra and hutcha? You have many places, shilas, and a hutra and hutcha. This in hutra and hutcha is hutra, you don't have to find aitzis to avoid. And hutcha, you have to find aitzis. That's what hutra, anytime you have clairs, hutra and hutcha, that's what it means. Hutra means, even if you have an aitzis, you don't have to look for an aitzis. And hutcha means, if you have an aitzis, you have to avoid it. It's a b'diyavet, you only have to avoid. So if you hope the fashas is hutcha, so then the Gemara in Menachos is a problem. Because I have an eitz, I can cut one stem, why should I cut two? If you hope Pekuach Nefashis is Hutra, so you're right, it would answer the Ran's Kasha, that cutting the two stems, one fruit each, is Mutal Chachilah, there's no drawback to it. And cutting the one stem with the Rebbe Bishurin may be an Issa Drabana. Could be a Mahalachadi answer. Rabbi Chanan in the Kavit Shurim, he says it in one line in the piece that the first piece in Beya Perak Sheni. What he says is that the Gemara Shaila is, should I cut one stem with three fruits with one Naisa, or else I can cut the two stems with one Naisa of cutting. I'll put the two stems next to each other, and with one cut, I'll cut both. Which she says is Vaita Ribi Bishurim. And Mamela, so I have a choice of two types of Ribi Bishurim. One Ribi Bishurim where the cut is two stems, and one Ribi Bishurim where the result is three fruits. So do I look at the cut, or do I look at the result? That's his explanation. The cut is Ribi Bishurim the same way if I take a pot and I have five chickens. I put it on the stove at one shot. Even though I'm putting five, but since it's one maisa, it's Rebbe Bishurim. The same thing, cutting it this way, one cut, it's Rebbe Bishurim. Yeah, but it's Rebbe Bishurim, and I mean that I'm cutting two stems. I'm being marben how many I'm cutting. Now I'm doing it because of the fashas, I'm allowed to. The question is, which is better? To do a thing which involves more things being cut with one maisa, or more results being taken out with one. That is how Rabbi Chanan answers that. Yeah, I'm going to get now to the Cheshbon. It's all based on the Cheshbon, which I'm going to get to now. But, okay, this is bottom line. We had a Kasha on the Ran and the Teretz, Kasha on the Rashba and the Teretz, but the bottom line is the Ran and the Rashba. The two sheep is a Rebbe Shu. Rabbi Chanan has a very it's a gevaldige havana of the machlaikis. It's very sadistic, this Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan steps back, he says, 1 minute, what's the shot? What's the nidai? On Yom Tov, I'm cooking chicken. So I'm putting a chicken onto the stove. I have a pot with one chicken in it. Rebbe Bishurin is mutter. What's the heter to have a second chicken in the pot when I put it up? Now I'll cook on Yom Tov for tomorrow. What's the hesber? Why is Rebbe Bishurin mutter? Why should it be that Rebbe Bishurin is mutter? Why? I'm back to eat both today, only getting one today. No, we're talking where there's no Hoyal V'Mikloy Arfim. There's no. For argument's sake, it's not possible that'll be used today. There are no arachim within the tchum, nothing's going to happen.
So which one is us?
Okay. Bachanan says that. So Bachanan has two hesbeim. Why is Rebbe Shurim? Why should Rebbe Shurim? His first approach is, because which one's Aser? You can't point to any Aser here. I'm putting two pieces of chicken on the stove. And which is the Aser that could one? What? But there is no Isser, because since neither of them is necessarily the Isser, so there is no Isser. That's what Rebbe Shurim means. No, because you're missing a piece of information. You don't know which is trade. Here I know all the information. I know this piece of chicken, I know this piece of chicken. I take a bunch of tissues in my pocket. Neither is the Vard, Rebbe Chanan's Vard is, neither is the extra one. Each one may be the one which is used.
They may both have extra. Each one.
I can't point to it. I know there's an extra one here somewhere, but I can't point to it. Because there's no, which is the Yisr. If you can't point to the Yisr, you can't tell me I'm not took this one, you can't tell me I'm not took that one. So, not both, you can't say they're both us, because I want to eat lunch today. I want a piece of chicken. So which one is the one that's us? It has to be at the same time. One thing is clear. Rebbe Bishuran has to be at the same time. If you have a pot of cooking a chicken, and you only need one, and then you take a second chicken and put it in, that's not Rebbe Bishuran. It has to be b'chad in the same pot. They put it on the stove in the same pot. It has to be b'chad ma'isa. One ma'isa malach, that's for sure. Rebbe Bishuran is only mutter b'chad ma'isa. But, this is Rabbi Chanan's first svara. Haiminai, which one's the Yisr? So Mimela, it doesn't fall under any category of Yisr, and that's why it's mutter. That's which one's the Yisr. What? Why not? What's the Aveira? But you have to... You can't tell me something's Aser unless you can tell me what the Yisr is. You can't just say it's Aser. You have to tell me what's the Yisr. Well, how, why is Rebbe Shimon Aser? Where's the Yisr of Rebbe Shimon? Where does that come from? Where is it? The question... The Gemara says Rebbe Shimon is mutter. The Gemara in Beis says Rebbe Shimon is mutter. Don't say it's Aser. Says it's mutter. Question is, why is it mutter? We'll say a Hesber. Once we get to Hesber, so we have to go and plug it into Shabbos. Okay? But first, the Gemara says Rebbe Shimon is mutter. Question is, why is it mutter? The Torah says you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for tomorrow. Teretz is, because this doesn't fall under what the Torah asks. The Torah asks is cooking for tomorrow. There's no piece here which is necessarily being cooked for tomorrow. What? Oh, so now, what about Shabbos? On Shabbos, we'll say that, like read the Rashba, that because of the on Shabbos there's also a heter. Just midrabanan, because the chumah of Shabbos they were machmir. So B'chanan says this is the Rashba's havana. The Rebbe Bishur is because which was the Yisr? It doesn't fall under any clear Yisr. And bad time it's mutter Sai Shabbos Sai Yom Tov. So Drabbanan will machmir on Shabbos because the chumah of Shabbos because Taka it's a kvetch the heter. So they will machmir. Fine. This is the Rashba's havana. We're talking about cooking. We're talking now about this of cooking. I'm saying there's no Isser. So you're telling me there's no Isser for a different. All right, you can phrase it however you like. What I'm saying is you can't point to any Isser. I'm a Mela, that's the head. Okay, that's the Rashba svar. The Ran, on the other hand, holds his difference hutra and hutcha. So yeah, he can't. That doesn't work with this. What does the Ran hold? So Mechanan says very geshmak. He says that to do malacha to be chayiv on Shabbos, you need two things: a ma'isa malacha and a teitzah of a malacha. You need what's a ma'isa malacha? You put food on the stove. What's a teitzah? The food cooks, right? If you put food. Somebody on Shabbos takes a pot of water and puts it on the stove. And before it cooks, there's a the gas gets shut off. He's not over. So you need two things. You need a ma'isa malacha and a tetzah. Right? If you put food on the stove before Shabbos, it cooks on Shabbos, you have a tetzah without the ma'isa. It's also mutter. Right? If you put food on the stove before Shabbos, even though it cooked on Shabbos, no issue. Because to be over a deraisa on Shabbos, you need a ma'isa malacha and a tetzah. Or on Yom Tov, the same thing. You need a ma'isa malach and a tetzah. Zav Rav Chanan, what's pshat in Beya? Like the Ran. When you put a pot of food to cook on Shabbos and there are two chickens in it, it's taka true. One of those chickens has a tetzah shalisser. It's being cooked on Yom Tov, not for Yom Tov. But there's no ma'isa isser because the ma'isa was one ma'isa. If it was one ma'isa, the ma'isa was a ma'isa heter. So even though there's a teitzah of Isser, but a teitzah of Isser without a ma'isa Isser is not Aser. On Shabbos, you only Iver, or Yom Tov, you only Iver if you do a ma'isa malacha with a teitzah of a malacha. And here, when the maisa was mutter, because it was eichel nefesh, you put the pot on the stove, there's only a tzitzah, which is a problem, the second chicken. So that tzitzah without a maisa, that's not an aveira.
The second chicken,
the maisa putting it on was all one maisa. The maisa putting it on was a maisa mutaris. But it was all one maisa. I did it all in one act. So you can't tell me it was a maisa shalissa. I had a hetter for the maisa. I didn't have a hetter for the tzitzah, but I had a hetter for the maisa. Shtei maisim zicha. Ribishim is only the chad maisa. So this is the hetter in Bayim. Memela is a trebel chanan. It's beautiful. That's only where it's hutra, where the maisa is a maisa hetter. The Gemara Menachis talks about a chayla. By a chayla, we said it's hutcha. It means it is a maisa malacha. Just pikuach nefesh is daif. But the maisa is a maisa malacha. So if I cut a stem with three fruits, it is a maisa malacha. Just agave two fruits, pikuach nefesh is a hetter. Agave the third fruit, now I have a tzitzah of iser. I have a maisa of iser with a tzitzah of iser. That's why it's aser in Menachis. These are the two hezbeirim that say in Rebbe Chanan. One is the way the Rashba looked at it, and the Rashba goes with the Bahag Shita, and one is the way Tosis and the Ran looked at it. Two ways of looking at it. These are the two svaris. I think it's a very nice shtickel Torah. It's very good. Now let me tell you a story. Rav Moshe, in one of the early Rav Moshe's printed a tshuva that on Yom Tif, someone who smokes is allowed to carry a full pack of cigarettes with him, despite the fact that he's only going to smoke one or two cigarettes. Alpha PK, it's Ribi Bishurin. Ribi Bishurin in Yom Tif is mutter. So Mamela, not getting into the health issues of cigarettes, but as far as the carrying is concerned, Rav Moshe says, it's Ribi Bishurin, you can carry the whole pack of cigarettes. A number of years later, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa came out. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, he talks about carrying on Yom Tif. He has a parak on Yom Tif. So he has a shayla, when you go to shul on Yom Tif, you want your house keys, can you carry your whole ring of keys? So you can't carry your whole ring of keys with you on Yom Tif. What's a shayla? All I need is my house key. Now the ring may have my house key, my basement key, my dorm key, my business key. There's a lot of keys. On Yom Tif, do I have to be makbid to carry just the house key to remove the other keys? Or can I carry my entire key ring to shul? So after Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, on Yom Tif it's mutter, Ribi Bishurin. Ribi Bishurin is mutter. And even though the Gemara doesn't say it by carrying, the Gemara says it by cooking. He writes in the footnote, Ayin Nigris Moshe, that by carrying is also Ribi Bishurin. And just like Ramosha says by cigarettes, same thing by keys. So this was shown to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe got in touch with the author of Shir Shabbos Kolchasa. He said, you make a mistake. I never said that. Why? It's a very big difference in my case and your case. He said, my case... What? Yeah, but Kaitzah is what if Eichel Nefesh or not Eichel Nefesh. It's what even not Eichel Nefesh. It's a different difference. What's the other difference?
The cigarettes are all the same.
Ramosha says, well, buy the cigarettes, or if you carry a bunch of tissues, any one of them is usable. You can use any one of them. That's Ribi Bishurin. Bishurin is Mutter. Because you can use any which one you want. Ribi Bishurin is Mutter. Where, one second. Ramesh is saying, Ribi Bishurin is only Mutter, where you could use any one of them. You're cooking two pieces of chicken, you could use any one. That's where I said a heter. I never said a heter on a ring of keys. A ring of keys, if it's a ring of all the same keys, which most people don't have. If you have a ring with five house keys, taka true, you can carry all five house keys. If you heard, learned the heter today. You carry all five house keys, because you can use any one. Tak, it's mutter. But you have other keys, which you don't need for Yom Tif. So like Ramesha, I never said that's mutter. So Ramesha holds, Ribi Bishurin has a strict chumra. Only where each one is right. So when this came out, Rav Palm said, oh, 1 minute. What about the Minchas Chinuch? You have to bear in mind, okay? We have right now a Machlaikis, the Rav Moshe, and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Rav Moshe holds each one has to be right. The Shmir holds each one doesn't have to be right. Let's go to Minchas Chinuch. What was the Minchas Chinuch? If you hold that Tumah is Hutra for a Kayin, the Kayin can go into a room where there are two maidens. One is a parent, and one is a stranger. So the Minchas Chinuch, that's a heter of Ribi B'Shiur. In the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Eiser, in Chelek Gimel of the Achiezer, has a tshuva on this Minchas Chinuch. He says, the Minchas Chinuch made a mistake. That's not Ribi B'Shiur. Why not? Huh? Why? What's the difference? What? Why? What is Reb Chaim Eiser taina? What? Reb Chaim Eiser says, Ribi Bishurin is only mutter where each one is heter, and you only need one of them. Where each one is heter, you have two pieces of chicken, each one is mutter. Just like Ramesh, Reb Chaim Eiser is saying like Ramesh. Where each one could be the heter, just which one are you going to use, then there's a heter Ribi Bishurin. But the Kayin, he's going into a room which has his kariv and a stranger. A kariv and a stranger, there's no heter, a kariv and a stranger. That's not Ribi Bishurin. It would be two krivim, you could call that maybe Ribi Bishurin. But if you have a kariv and a stranger, that's not Ribi Bishurin. That's like the keys, that's like your house key and a different key. There's no heter Ribi Bishurin in such a case. So the Michas Chinuch holds, like the Shir Shabbos Kol Chasa held, that Ribi Bishurin is even with different meaning. They don't all have to be right. The Reb Chaim Eiser holds like Reb Moshe, that each one has to be right. Comes Reb Elchanan, and this Reb Elchanan says, this Shaila, am I allowed to carry, he calls it Eichlin V'Avonim, I want to carry food, Yom Tif, and they are, I want to carry rocks. Eichlin V'Avonim, or something that's Rai L'Achilas Adam, something that's Rai L'Achilas Behem. Is that Ribi B'Shiurim? Which is Bismach Laikis. So Reb Elchanan, that's totally in the Machlaikis, the Ran and the Rashba. Why? Why do we say the Rashba Svar of Ribi B'Shurin is? The Rashba said, Ribi B'Shurin is Mutter, why? Because which one's the Yisr? Haiminaya was the Yisr. Now, the Rashba Svara, which one's the Yisr, makes sense only like a pack of cigarettes. Which one's the Yisr? Anyone is right. But the Rashba would hold a bunch of keys. There's no heter. Because which one's the Yisr? I know which one's the Yisr. The one that I'm certainly not going to need today. So Reb Elchanan, according to the Rashba, each one has to be right. Which is the Mahalach of Reb Chaim Eiser and Reb Moshe. But according to the Ran holds, what's the heter? The heter is what? That the Maisa Malacha is not a Maisa Malacha. Techa Tetzah of a Malacha, but not a Maisa Malacha. A Maisa Malacha, without a Tetzah of a Malacha, it's only Asr if you have a Maisa Isser and a Tetzah of Isser. By Ribi B'Shurin, there's no Maisa Isser, so Mamela Ribi B'Shurin is Mutter. According to that, even if I'm carrying stones and food in the same box, it's also a Heter, because there's no Maisa Malacha. Even if I'm carrying a bunch of keys. There's no Maisa Itzah. The Maisa Itzah is Mutter. So Reb Elchanan, according to the Ran, it would be Mutter. So it comes out that this Machlaikis in Ribi Bishurin is Deraisa Drabanan. If you Nemar Reb Elchanan's Mahalach, the two Sfaris, would come out the Rashba, who holds it only a Drabanan, sounds like a Kula, would come out to be a Chumra in the sense that his Sfaris is, they all have to be right. The writer holds the Teraisa, because he holds that the Svara, there's no Maisa Malacha. He would hold that where it's Mutter, in cases of Hutra, where it's Mutter, even if not everything is Mutter. So it's a very kishmak, what? I don't know, I never spoke to him about it. If you look in the new print, I don't know. Let's take a look. But Akoponim, it comes out of very kishmak to Mahalchim, all Gebait. Really, on this Gemara in Erevin, which Tosis happened to bring here. We'll go back on the two pshatim in the Gemara in Erevin, but that Yenuka d'shtapach bechadim.
Is it possible to make stones and food, which are two separate
things, and the ring where you have, let's say, two keys on. So you have to take off one key,
and it may be more material to take off the key than to walk. So if you add your terechon, there's
no avera to do a terechon, there's no avera to do malacha. If Rebbe Bishur Biyasur were enough of the fact of Haiminayu Isura, then it's an Issamanish. What? I don't think this would qualify as Tircha Yisera. I don't think so. But Moshe Rats happens to be, Moshe Rats, even if it's a Tircha, it struck me as funny, that what kind of Tircha take off the keys, but Moshe Rats that even if it's a Tircha. There Moshe is in Arachayim Chelakei, this thing to Rav Nyberg is in Chelakei. I remember it was page Kuf Yud Aleph. I forgot the tshuva number. Was it Lamed Hey? I think. What? The ring itself is the key. The ring is a mishamish to the keys, just like a talis being is a mishamish to a talis. Ring with the keys on it is fine. Alright, this is basically the lumdis of Rebbe Bishurin, the Sedes of Rav Elchanan, and these two mahalchim of Rebbe Bishurin. Getting back to the Iker Bahag, we paskin not like the Bahag. We paskin a shvus b'makim mitzvah is aser, even though the Ramah brings the Bahag. As I told you yesterday, we're only soimach on the Bahag b'makim michshol. If an Erev falls down, they have to fix the Erev, and that if fixing it involves malacha deraisa. If I have a guy fix the Erev, because we're soimach on the Bahag, b'makim michshol. Mishnah Berurah says you can rely on the Bahag, but otherwise we do not pass like the Bahag. You need a shvus to shvus. You need a double derabanan b'makim mitzvah, and that's a klal lahalacha. Shvus to shvus b'makim mitzvah is mutter. Our Tosfos sounds like, not so clear, but it sounds like our Tosfos, if you medayek in the lashon, whole shvus to shvus is only mutter b'makim bris milah. That's Tosfos lashon. It's only mutter because mishum mitzvah milah. He says, Yisur d'rabban shari b'chad shal yirvu mishum mitzvah smila. But we pass in for any mitzvah, shvus to shvus is mutter. Mishnah Berurah even brings a shaila if for Einik Shabbos is mutter. You want ice cream. You have a guy do a d'rabban on to bring you ice cream. If for Suda Shabbos is mutter. But that's the Mishnah Berurah brings Chiluk Yedeis. But as far as it being a mitzvah mamish, that we pass in that a shvus to shvus a double drabon on his mutter. Or b'makatzar guf. What? To ask a guy to carry a sefer through a karmelis would be mutter if a sefer is considered a sefer Torah to learn from. To learn from, you find something else. I'm not sure that that's included. Tosfos is mefakfik on that. But something that would be needed. You know, when it comes up, when people have to go to a hospital on Shabbos, so you have a guy drive. Is it from the fashions? You have a guy drive you. Can the guy carry things for you? The person goes to the hospital, wants to have things. Let's say, maybe you go Shabbos by day, so you don't need things for tzarchei mitzvah. But let's say it's Leil Shabbos. You want to take a little siddur to be able to daven in the morning, a talis or a wine for kiddush, or bilkulach for lechem mishnah. Can you have a guy do it? That's b'makim mitzvah. A guy could do a derabanan. So if you're in a city, that's rishus haram derabanan. Okay. If you're in a city, that's rishus haram deraisa, would seem to be a problem. However, he really is a heter anyway. Because if you have the guy, what's the guy doing? Where's he carrying? From where to where? Where's the guy carrying? From your house to the car, and from the car to the hospital. So from your house to the car, is that if a yid would do it, is that their eiser? It's from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. He's not putting it down Rishus HaRabim. He's carrying from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. That's what he tells him to do. That's his Rabbanah. Now he may put it down to open the trunk, he may put it down, but that you're not telling him to do that. That he's doing a Adayta Dinashe. The guy's doing it for himself. But if the guy is carrying from a Shesayach, a Shesayach, a Derfish, a Sarab, he can carry, but he can't carry things for after Shabbos. He can't carry, you want your cell phone for after Shabbos, he can't do that. He can carry a suitcase that has, or a bag that has things that are Tzarchei Shabbos, Tzarchei Mitzvah Shabbos. Then, you can carry Rishisayach, a Derfish, a Sarab, and that would be an example of something else. As I said, it would theoretically be possible to give shiur on this tesis for a very long time. But we're doing one topic a day this week. Tomorrow's topic is Pagina Dibura. It's like from Surya to Tuma to Shabbos. The next piece of Gemara is not the main Sugya Pagina Dibura. I really don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But Afal Pi Kein, we'll go through the basic Inyan of Pagina Dibura. Make sure you finish the Amid up to the next Amid for tomorrow's shiur.